Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise. The Canadian Creators Collective, or CCC, launched an online immersive experience today entitled Fictions. Broadcasting from Montreal, new and exclusive works of eight local designers, both established and emerging, are on display. Made in collaboration with acclaimed contemporary curator, design specialist and architect Nicola Bellavance-Lecomte, the initiative is the CCC's first. We spoke to some of the team involved in creating the virtual experience to discuss the project's genesis and its evolution.
My name is Nicola Bellavance-Lecomte. I am a Canadian curator based in Italy, and my role for the Fictions exhibition was to create the exhibition, especially the first part regarding the research and selection of the designers, artists and architects, and to direct the selection of pieces towards an idea of collectible design. Our aim for this exhibition was also to showcase for the first time a group exhibition for collectible design from Montreal designers.
So I'm Laurence Gelina, and I work for the CCC as the executive director. On Fiction, I basically manage all the teams from everywhere. The CCC started about 3 years ago now. So at first it was a class collection, Lambert et Fils and Atelier Zébulon-Perron, who decided to build this community of designers from Canada to basically do missions around the world and also internally in Canada. We wanted to build this community because we felt like there was something missing here in Canada in collectible design and design shows. And so we wanted to build this community.
My name is Samuel Lambert. I'm on the board of CCC. They have a small design scene in Montreal because we are a small city. So I think we have a lot of little things happen, but for the past few years, they didn't have a synergy. Something makes the link between everybody. So it's why we create CCC to find a way to create link and create some profound.
There's a lot of talented people here in Montreal, but there's not much happening showcasing talent that we have here. They're seen everywhere around the world, but here in Montreal, this is kind of what we're trying to build, this way of showing the design and like what we're capable of.
3 years ago, it was not yet formed as CCC, but Samuel and a few other designers from Montreal, they came to see a show I curated in Milan during the Design Week. And that's how we started the conversation about what we could do together. I guess they liked the idea of me being from Montreal, but having a completely different path, because I was more specialized in collectible design in a way. And how we could merge both our vision with them as a group of designers from Montreal, and how I could bring my vision to put together an interesting exhibition.
I jumped into this project last year. And so like Nicolas says, we were going to Milan, and then 2 weeks after everything got canceled, it took us a few months to decide to jump into the virtual world, a web experience that looked exactly like what we had in mind. The curfew, the closing of art institutions and social distancing put us in a state of mind similar to like a sci-fi atmosphere. Everything seems so surreal here that we wanted to build this exhibition around that feeling that we had at the time. I knew pretty well all the designers involved in this project, and they built these crazy pieces that Nicola curated. We wanted to show as much detail as possible, and so that's why we built this experience around having different point of views in this weird environment, in a basement somewhere in Montreal where no one knows exactly where it is. in a way, we had this crazy artistic experience that we could do with around this project fiction. And we just love the idea of having like light changes, time zone, and like talking about Montreal and talking about also the winter side, which is very, very harsh on us. That's where all the environment around fiction started to be built.
The evolution of the project is very interesting. At first, I was not 100% convinced, and we had like so many conversations around all of this, but I think going back to the original concept of fiction is an idea of a vision of different designers, artists, and architects from the city of Montreal who are expressing themselves through a very unique piece or a series of objects. Everyone has his own story, and everyone relates to the city of Montreal with an architectural concept or materials or their own emotions that they put through the creation of this object. This is the base of fiction, and this is also the concept that built, let's say, the whole exhibition. The transition evolved first also with a curatorial text, Daniel Conti, an essay about the show. The node to the city of Montreal in a way through the eyes of these different objects. And I think this brings another dimension, which is way more poetic and very interesting from also an urban perspective about all the various pieces and their link to their context in Montreal. I was extremely surprised by the quality and the engagement also, and how everyone believed in their own work. I was very touched, I must say, by most of the studio visits I did and all of this. I will say the scene is really there, it's vibrant, and I think it's a pity that there's not enough visibility for creatives in Montreal. And I hope with this show it will be the beginning of a renaissance, definitely, for the city.
My thanks to Nicola Bellavance-Lecomte, Laurence Gélinas, and Samuel Lambert. They were speaking to Nolan Giles. And this ebbing and flowing sound design you can hear playing underneath? Well, that was composed by Philippe Brault. You can hear more of it at cccollective.org, which is where you can immerse yourself in this virtual experience, with fictions available online until April 30th, 2021. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, well, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced and edited by Maylie Evans, with assistance from Charlie Fillmore-Court. I'm Nick Manise, thank you for listening, and goodbye.